Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, we're here. Welcome in. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, Thursday, September 18th edition of the show. Got Thursday Night Football tonight. One day closer, obviously, to Arkansas and Memphis on Saturday in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. So should be a very fun weekend. I was watching WNBA playoffs last night. I like the WNBA. I know my audience doesn't like the WNBA. I enjoy it. I love basketball. We'll get to that in just a little bit, but I love basketball. I'm not going to come out here and talk about WNBA because I know y'all didn't watch, but I watched so you don't have to. Minnesota Lynx, man, down 15 in the second half. Nafisa Collier, MVP, unbelievable. Might just have to hand the trophy to him. See, I watched the WNBA.
That is good. I mean, if you enjoy it, why not?
I'll do a whole open on WNBA. Don't try me. Try it, mother.
Hey,
try it.
What's my coaching has always been do
try it.
Talk about what you're passionate about.
Oh, I'll talk WNBA. I'll talk Eurobasket. I'll talk all the things, bro.
Go for it.
I'll talk anything and everything y'all don't want to hear about because I'm going to exercise my First Amendment right.
Please do.
That's what I'm going to do. But anyway, a lot to get to on the show today. Jeff Calkins is going to join
us. Hey, the birthday man.
At 11:25. It is his birthday.
Let's go.
I think the older that you get, the less, you know, you want to talk about that. But
you know, I would say that Jeff is aged like a fine wine. He looks fantastic. If I can be as strong and healthy and awesome as Jeff, and he's really not that old, mind you, he's doing great.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's like mid-60s.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, I give him credit because I would have long been gone from the public space by the time I was. If I'm still working, look, it's not that he can't.
It's that he do whatever he wants.
It's not. It's that he doesn't want to stop, or he hasn't wanted to stop. Mm-hmm. So you know, but for me, you know, my goal would definitely be at you know that age. And I think we can all be transparent, would be to be long gone out of the workforce. But again, I respect Jeff's commitment to the community, to his audience, and you know, he's still going strong, man. Still going strong. So he'll join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him. Obviously, you know, my partner is not in today as his father, Les Smith, passed away on Wednesday morning. So he is out, and you know, talk to him a little bit on text, you know, he seems to be doing as well as possible. I think, you know, I don't want to speak for Jason, but I think it would help our audience to know that there is a real, I think, peace with, you know, Les having come back to the States and getting, you know, that last couple of weeks, you know, as opposed to, you know, it happening down in Belize and then you have to worry about the logistics and, you know, it's just much easier to navigate, obviously, the fact that, you know, Les was here, you know, in Memphis and in the United States. Mm-hmm. So I do think Jason is finding comfort, you know, in that. I think, you know, Jason has been absolutely blown away by the response from Memphians. you know, and I think people knew that, you know, that I think Les knew, and I think everybody knew that Les was a pillar of the community, and he was beloved in this place. I mean, he worked for every damn, you know, network we have here, every channel, every news channel. So I think there was an understanding of that. But it's been, I think, nice for all of them to, you know, continue to see those tributes, you know, pour in. Tim Buckley wrote about Les at the Daily Memphian this morning. So I know that's been a really good thing to see. And then I saw late last night, up at 92.9, we had an interview that we had done in December of 2023 with Les Smith. And we had him on a couple of times, but I went back and listened to it, and I said, you know what, man, damn. You know, a lot of what we talked about in that interview, even, you know, 2 years ago, is still so relevant today. And so we're actually going to revisit that interview in the second hour. You're going to hear Les Smith's voice, and you're going to hear Les Smith's soul, and you're going to hear the man. And I'm doing that because I just think it, his words were, you know, so on point. And you know, I think it's a good thing. So we'll do that at 12:25 or so. And then at 1:25, Bennett Doyle is going to be here. And we'll talk to Bennett Doyle about everything going on. His Titans are 0-2. Yeah. Expected. They're a mess. But Cam Ward threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
And you hold on to the little things, right? I mean, that's they tell you sort of, you know, as you're going through the shadow of the valley of death, to hold on to the small things. And that touchdown pass is definitely a small thing because it's the first and only that he's thrown. And so I know you hold on to that, and we'll celebrate it. We'll celebrate that touchdown pass. I mean, every angle of it, right? Every angle of it, every piece of it. So we'll do that at 1:25 with Bennett Doyle here in studio. So that is the show today. A lot to get to. Let's sum it up in a little thing we call over-under.
John, we're going to start with Thursday Night Football. That is tonight, of course, as you mentioned. The 0-2 Miami Dolphins visit Buffalo and the swan song for their old stadium. This is the last year for that one. They'll have a new stadium next year. They're 2-0, and they play tonight at 7 o'clock. Is that on Amazon? That's an Amazon game.
That would be Amazon.
Yeah, so I enjoy those broadcasts, at least half of them. You know, the duo, we can break that down, and I think we've done a little bit of that on the with Herb Street on this show. But as you watch, we look forward to it. Bills' margin of victory for tonight, 11.5.
Yeah. And this is an NFL show. There's no doubt about that. Josh Allen is 12-2 against the Miami Dolphins in his career. He has 37 touchdowns to just 8 interceptions. He averages 7.3 yards per carry. He kills, and the Bills kill these Dolphins. It's just that's been the way it is. You know, since he got into the league. With that being said, you know, there is something about these 0-2 teams that is, I mean, this is really, you know, for all intents and purposes, your season, right?
Yeah.
You're 0-2, you lose that third one, I mean, you start to really lose your grip on, you know, on the year.
Yep.
And I think that, you know, I saw a stat this morning. Now, it was kind of qualified. It was 0-2 teams against 1-1 teams, but teams that start 0-2 are 31-27 straight up and 40-17-1 against the spread against 1-1 teams since 2010. So a winning record and a damn fine record against the spread. But that's 0-2 against 1-1. This would be 0-2 against 2-0, and my guess would be those numbers are much worse. I mean, I think Miami's getting a couple guys back, getting a little healthier, maybe not as healthy as they'd like to be, but a little bit healthier, and it's not quite, I mean, it's going to be like 80 degrees in Buffalo tonight, right? Like,
yep.
It's not like the winter conditions have set in yet, which is when Miami starts to struggle. I do think they're very bad. I think they're a bad team, Miami, and I think Buffalo is, you know, I think I have to redo my power rankings. I was thinking about this in the shower the other day, like, even though the Bills beat the Ravens, the way you should do your power rankings is who would be favored on the neutral.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's just because I know the games are played, you know, in the AFC and the NFC at home venues, but in the Super Bowl, right, if we're doing a power ranking of the entire NFL, that would be played on a neutral site.
Yeah.
Right. So I think the Bills should not be the number one power rated team in the NFL, even though they did beat the Ravens. I think the Ravens should still be the number one power, because I think the Ravens would be favored over everybody on a neutral site. Mm. I truly do. Even though they beat the, even though the Bills beat them in dramatic fashion in Buffalo, I still think the Ravens would be favored over them on a neutral. So I would have the Ravens as my number one power rated team. Bills are in there for sure, you know, two or three. But with that all being said, this is a long way of me saying that I think Miami definitely gives their best effort tonight and can keep this within two touchdowns.
Wow.
That's what I believe.
Well, it's a big number. I was surprised at that.
It's a big number, and I believe that, well, you shouldn't be surprised, because the Dolphins are an absolute mess. I mean, they are an absolute disaster, and they lost a game to the Patriots that they never should have lost, and obviously got destroyed by the Colts in Week One. So they have earned by any sense of the imagination, they have earned being 11.5, 12 point dogs. With that being said, Matt Milano's out for the Bills. He's their starting linebacker, one of their better defensive players. Ed Oliver is out against the Dolphins. He's one of their best. I think he is
their best player. Yeah.
So you're talking about two guys that are significant impact players on that defense. And I will say, I believe I saw the stat that the Bills are the worst team against the run in the NFL, and the Miami Dolphins are the best against the run. Now, again, that's skewed because of Derrick Henry in Week One, but still, it counts. I think Miami just is able to do enough. This is the kind of stuff you have to be willing to do in the NFL, right? Like, we talk about this all the time with these bets. Nobody would want to bet the Dolphins here.
Right.
It's disgusting. I mean, they look like one of the worst teams in the NFL. The Bills look like one of the best teams in the NFL. We just went over Josh Allen's record and stats against the Dolphins here. Mm. The man's only lost 12 times. Why am I running to the window, to bet the Dolphins here? And the answer is I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not, but if you we're talking about it, it's a game that's happening.
Yeah.
I would not be able to get to it's a divisional game. It's a must. I mean, it is a must win. Doesn't mean they will win, but it is a must win for the Dolphins. So you have to imagine whatever their best looks like, you're going to get it tonight. And I would hope that in the NFL, a team's best would be able to stay within two touchdowns. Of a Bills team that is coming off a big win against the Jets, a big win against the Ravens. I don't know if they're killers like that. It would be really amazing if they cover this number, the Buffalo Bills. It truly would be. I don't think they do. It will be a gross bet. Nobody's going to like it. Nobody's going to enjoy it. But I think you force me, you're holding me down, I'm kicking and screaming, bet the damn game, John!
In this exercise.
I have to bet I have to take the points here, plus 11.5. And there's some 12s out there, and even though that's kind of a dead number, you never know what numbers might matter, man. These teams go for two, they get it, they don't, you never know.
Yep.
So if there's a 12 out there, which I think there is, I would be inclined to bet the 12.
Yeah, that sounds like the bet for me, too. I will say, though, Ed Oliver and that defense have obviously been very good, and Ed Oliver is a big part of that.
Yeah.
So that piece is enlightening at the very least, and probably going to – not that they'll take it easy, because you're never taking it easy in the NFL, but, if this were the Super Bowl, I'm sure it would the lineup and the injury report probably look a little different.
For sure.
Let's go to this game on Saturday, man. This is exciting because at the very least, if it's not significant for the AAC win – it certainly is in terms of butts and seats for Ed Scott and those guys over at Memphis. So it looks like it's going to be a full house, at least as many people as they can get in during the construction phase here. And a pretty big line, actually. Razorbacks margin of victory for Saturday's game here. It's at 11 o'clock. It's on ABC 24. It's a national ABC game. John, it's 7.5.
Yeah, it's come out a little bit. It's a full 7.5 now, fully unleaded 7.5 minus 110. It kind of bounced back and forth between 7 minus 115 and minus 7 minus 105. Now it's minus 7.5 minus 110. And I think that's bad news for the Tigers. I truly do. This opened at Arkansas minus 5.5. Maybe some fives out there, but around there, within a touchdown. And it's just been an onslaught of Arkansas money.
Yeah.
And I think that's always the way it was going to go. I mean, Arkansas is an SEC team with SEC offensive linemen and SEC talent and Taylen Green. We talk about him all the time. He's leading the SEC in passing touchdowns. He's top five in passing yards. Obviously the running dynamic. And this Memphis defense is just unproven. Like they haven't really seen anybody. And then there was that half against Georgia State that was very concerning. Because you have TJ Finley and the other guy coming in there and getting whatever they want. So the money makes sense. And, you know, again, if it was inside a touchdown, you know, I would certainly be inclined to lean Arkansas. I wouldn't bet this game at current. I think it's gone past where I'd be comfortable with Arkansas. And I really don't want to bet Memphis in this spot. I know historically they're really good. I know that, you know, they're 5-0 against power conferences. The last five home games, I believe, was the stat there. So they do step up really, really well. I just don't really have a lot of confidence in the offense right now. Missing DeRozier, unproven quarterback. Haven't really seen anything that inspires me about the receiving group. I know Cortez Bram had a touchdown, but you know, he hasn't really done much. I mean, he looks like a decent receiver. I don't think they have a true one on this roster. And you're going to have to be able to go with this Arkansas team. You're going to have to be able to hit 85, 90 miles an hour. I don't think Memphis can do that. I don't think they can do it. I worry that they're going to have a hard time establishing the run. They're going to try, and they're going to have a hard time doing it. And then what? Where do you go? Because Memphis doesn't know, right? Memphis has always been able to establish the run this year in each game. Again, because they played lower level teams, this is what you kind of run into. You know, what are you going to do when you're not able to get 4, 5, 6 yards from Sutton Smith on first down? I think that's really where I start to get a little nervous. Now, is there a world where Brendan Lewis just has a, you know, dual threat, unbelievable game like we've never seen before? 100%. I mean, that's part of why you brought him in, because he has that mobility. He has that dynamic, and we've seen him put that on display, you know, at several points throughout these games. But I'm not confident in it. I'm not confident in Memphis against Arkansas in this game. I think it's a bad matchup. I think Memphis is going to have a hard time getting stops defensively. You know, one turnover, one series where you don't get points.
Yeah.
And you could be out of it, man. I mean, you could really be out of it. So I would only bet Arkansas, but I'm not betting Arkansas at 7.5 because you're literally betting the worst possible number of the week. And I'm just not really compelled. I don't know how I would sort of begin to make a case for Memphis at this point.
Makes sense.
Unless I'm just saying they always play well in these spots.
Yeah.
Which they do, but this is an unproven unit.
I think that's the right attitude as a gambler. Like, this is a stay away if I were betting it, which I'm not. But, you know, I think they've done it perfectly here with the 7.5.
Yeah, I mean, it's the right number. I mean, you know, Memphis is probably going to be in a situation, my guess is, where, you know, if they're down 10, they kick a field goal late, or they go, you know, like
I would bet Memphis to cover. I think within the margin.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they do. I'm not betting it.
Yeah.
Because it's just been, I mean, it's out there, man. Like, if they're getting as good, if you think it's Thursday, 2 days before the game, you can get a lot of money down on Memphis 7.5 if you believe, right? I mean, you can get $10,000, you can get $20,000, and it's just kind of sitting there, right? Like, so you have to, you know, I think about those kinds of things. So,
makes sense.
I am not going to touch it. I am not going to be on this game at all. I'll be watching. I hope that Memphis pulls it off. I hope they win outright, and that we're not even worried about what the spread is. But I really cannot do it. I will say, Silverfield, it feels like, has been good as an underdog at Memphis.
Yeah.
I think they were underdogs they were 7.5-point underdogs at Florida State. They were obviously 14-point underdogs at Tulane. I mean, so if I am going to sort of formulate a case for Memphis, that is where I would go. I would say Memphis football and Ryan Silverfield, but mostly, like, Memphis football is great when they're an underdog. Mm-hmm. You know, like, when they step up against these teams, it's a very easy pitch to the team. It's like, hey, like,
you don't have to push them.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is our shot against they don't want to play you anymore. They're not going to play you anymore. This is our last chance to really show what we do here at Memphis. Let's go out there and do it. I mean, Memphis historically has been very good at that, but I just don't want to put my hard-earned money there.
If there's 38,000 people, how many of those are Arkansas? Is it?
Can they fit 38,000 in there? I thought it was just 30.
Is it 30?
I think it's like 30, but maybe it's,
Are 10,000 of them Arkansas fans? So on Saturday, a lot of my friends have asked me, they're like, are there going to be a lot of Hogs fans? And I said, a third? A third?
I don't think a third. I would say
less than?
Yeah, because, you know, you have the Memphis season ticket holders taking up a certain amount, right?
Yeah, that's 10 probably, right?
I don't know what their season tickets is. But
that's a guess.
Yeah, I mean, 10 to 15 feels right. And then I think you're going to get a lot. You're probably going to get 10 casual Memphis fans.
Yep.
I would say.
Oh, definitely. Your walk up and your I mean, buy of week is going to be big. Yeah.
And then I would say they would probably get, again, this is rough drafting here. If it was 60,000, yeah, this number would be different. But because it's limited, I think, like, if I'm a fan of Arkansas, like, and I know that it's limited capacity and my team's not ranked and it's an unranked Memphis team.
You're right. Less motivation here.
I mean, why am I really making the trip, bro?
That's fair.
I'm not.
Yeah.
It's sort of a half-assed.
Right.
It's literally a
get-through arrangement is what it is for them.
It's a half-assed game day experience right now at the University of Memphis. Like, you know, it's under construction.
Right.
So I would not make the trip if I was an Arkansas fan. Gotcha. I would just like, there's other road trips that I would be wanting to make this year.
Yep.
So I think there will be fewer than you think.
Okay. Okay.
5,000.
That's on Saturday at 11 o'clock. It's on ABC. And then finally, youth coaching careers that will get started this winter season. We've listed it at 0.5 humans. Are you getting a career started here, John?
I may actually do this. I may take a break and we can discuss this.
Okay.
I know you've done the youth athletic thing. You've been through it. I've been approached with an offer by my wife.
I'm interested in it.
But
I hear about it.
Yeah, we're getting to that age where, you know, Riley's doing everything, you know, and she's going to be 5. And so, you know, we're trying everything. And, you know, basketball's on the docket.
Very good.
Basketball's on the
docket.
Very
good.
And my kid is tall.
Yes.
My kid is very tall for her age, you know. Like,
I'm sure she's getting some recruiting.
I definitely, you know, Memphis, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's a downtrodden program at this moment. You know, we're looking at, you know, South Carolina with Dawn, certainly. We're looking at UConn with Geno, although we don't know what it'll look like with Geno in 13 years.
Some other
years. Players
in the mix. It ain't, you know.
Obviously, we told Tennessee no need, you know, to even inquire
of course
about
not.
That. And they kind of are a thing of the past anyway in women's basketball, right?
Pat Summitt is long gone.
They 100%.
Well, rest in peace.
They have not been anything close to that. But anyway, yes, we'll get into that. I'll kind of give you where my head's at with that. But between now and then, we're going to talk to Jeff Calkins on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Calkins is the columnist for the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, avid believer in the United States Constitution, and he joins us now. What's going on, my friend?
I'm good.
Are you not what was so funny? Are you not a constitutionalist? I mean,
no, I was just trying to think of my favorite. You know, the second. I'm big on the second, you know, and you know me, and but the first came before the second, so I guess I'm, you know, first more important than the second. But mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of all of them, and I carry a miniature constitution around in my pocket. You know,
it is pretty amazing. Like, you know, just 300 years ago, or whatever the exact math is, but you know, 250 years ago, it's like, you know, pretty good projection. You got to say, pretty good projection by those dudes, man.
Did okay for about 249 years. You know, for about 249 years. It'll be interesting to see what that celebration's like next year. 250.
I can't even really predict what's going to happen on Saturday. You know, in college football slate, let alone try to, you know, pass law for 250, you know, years from now. Anyway, we'll get to that on your podcast on Daily Memphian website. I look forward to you having me on. But in the meantime, in between time, I do want to ask you about the great Les Smith. I mean, the man worked for every television station here in Memphis. He was a mainstay of you know, journalism, sports journalism, and just regular news journalism in Memphis. Obviously, the father of my partner. When you think of Les Smith, what comes to mind?
Oh, you know, it's interesting because I do think, I mean, I said this on my show, I think there's a lot of his dad in Jason, you know, in the same way that you tell the story, you get the facts right, all that stuff, right? But you imbue it with a greater sense of humanity, and B, fundamental affection and loyalty to the city. Right? It's, you know where it's coming from, right? Like that is true of Jason, and it was true of his dad as well. Now his dad, you know, and I'd urge people to read Tim Buckley's piece on Les in today's Daily Memphian. Started out in sports and ended up, you know, telling people stories, and that's really what a good news person is. They're storytellers, and he talked a lot about that. Did Les, and that was the other thing, is he just had, and I think this is true for a lot of us who weren't born here. Les wasn't born here, but you end up with this incredible loyalty to and affection for this city, and maybe some of it is when you have the privilege to be out there telling people stories and meeting as many people as we do in this line of work. I think, you know, I even have a greater appreciation, and I think Les did too, for Memphis and Memphians. So I don't know. I think Tim's piece captured it well. Like, it, there's a lot of different elements. I didn't quite know, you know, we had people talk about what a mentor he was to people inside, you know, inside various newsrooms, and that's a part of him that I wasn't exposed to, but that it was interesting to read about. Like, we go through, here's the truth, we go through this life, and in the end, you hope you made a difference in some way. And I think Les did in all the stories that he told, but then on top of that, and again, this is a piece that Tim talked about in the piece, as an African-American news person in Memphis, there was a real responsibility at the time that, you know, he started. There weren't that many people who were on mainstream networks who were handed microphones. And so there was a responsibility that came with that, too. So in all kinds of ways, Les Smith left this world better than he found it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I don't think Les Smith went through life not knowing how people felt about him either. You know, like you're
not either. Yeah.
You know, that's sometimes that's a real tragedy, right? Like, you know, like I kind of feel like that's going to happen to me. Like, I'm going to go through life, and I'm going to continue to be
this. I don't know, that guy I saw on Twitter last week, the guy who called you a clown, I hope you saw that.
Yeah,
you know,
I hope you get
a real sense that people do know how they, you know, how they feel, that you do know how people feel about
I was going
to
offer.
You've got to go to Twitter, and you'll see how people feel about you.
I was going to offer that I'm sort of going through this life. I'm this great artist. I'm this great entertainer, you know, just continuing to push the envelope and innovate in ways never before seen. I would say a Memphis sports Vincent Van Gogh, right? Like, you know, I'm going to come, I'm going to go, and then they're going to have to create an exhibit about me because I was just that forward thinking. You know, that's a tragedy. But I think Les Smith knew 100% how beloved he was. And these tributes certainly prove that. But I think that's another great thing about it is that we you know, sometimes you got to wait to get your flowers after you're gone. Les was getting them, and he earned them every day. You know, I think that's – it's sometimes, like, you know, we do kind of do that. Like, we kind of, like, gloss over people, like, and we just only think about the good. But I think with Les Smith, like, you could tell he genuinely touched people in his interactions with them. You know, and that's a trait. That's a real skill to be able to do that.
And there's a part of the story that I think, particularly touching is that he knew he wasn't well. And, you know, because his sons asked him to, and because he feels the way he feels about them, certainly, but also then to a lesser extent about Memphis, he came back, you know, after being in Belize, he came back. And the hope was, is that he would have a longer time here than he did. But I was touched just to read about that part of this, that he, you know, got on a plane and came back to the city where it made such a difference than to be with his kids too.
So, yeah. I know they,
I think about Jason this week.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, I've texted with him a little bit and I think for those reasons, you know, I think there's some peace, that it was here in Memphis and that it was able to sort of be handled directly in that way, as opposed to Belize. And then you have to figure out those logistics. And so I do think there's some peace with that. All right. Memphis football is tied with Ohio State and Illinois for the longest active win streak in the country with 7. Does that win streak get to 8 on Saturday, Jeff Calkins?
If I was simply to predict straight up, would I take
straight
the
up,
Tigers?
Straight up.
No, of course not.
You're not taking the Tigers inside Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium with swaths of Memphis fans?
Do I think it is within the realm of possibility that Memphis wins this game? 100%. But would I pick them if you literally just asking me to pick the winner? No. And I don't think it's why there's a line, John. And so I don't expect that Memphis will win, but I certainly leave room for the possibility. I'll be there. I'm going to chronicle it. And I'll tell you this, it'll be a better column if Memphis wins. Memphis has won their last two games against SEC teams in that stadium. The Mississippi State game was quite the miracle. As you may recall, Calvin Austin and the punt return. So, stranger things have happened. I've seen lots of epic Memphis wins in that stadium. And this is not an epic Arkansas team. It's an SEC team. It's got a bigger payroll than Memphis. They got a quarterback who is a handful. But do I think Memphis might win? Sure. Do I think they will win? That would not be my prediction. Nor would it be yours.
It would not be mine. It would not be mine at all. I mean, in fact, we were talking about it earlier before you came on. I mean, this number has gotten out to 7.5. And, you know, I mean, I will say Memphis has historically, they have. They've been really good as underdogs under Ryan Silverfield, when they, you know, under Mike Norvell. Like, this is a program that really relishes that role. But it's just... It's hard to imagine, you know, them being able to keep up with it with that 85-mile-an-hour Arkansas offense. I mean,
that's the thing. Are they going to be able to score 35 points?
Right. I mean, it's not. It's a little different than when you're playing DJ Uiagalelei last year. You know, like it's a much different palette there. You know,
yeah, and that's the question. And as good as, I mean, it'll be weird. Is that, I mean, Memphis is going to try to control the ball, right? Be deliberate, run effectively, limit possessions, you know, get a turnover or two. Like, that's the hope. Mm-hmm. This is not a Memphis team that, you know, used to used to, you know, want to air it out and find as many, you know, when SMU came in here on game day day, it didn't matter. You know, we'll just outscore you. You know, it didn't matter how good you were. We'll just outscore you. That is not this Memphis team. And so they'll try to play, you know, that ball control offense and limit the exposure of their, you know, obviously the, you know, the defense had a tremendous performance, but a tremendous performance against a woeful quarterback. I mean, truly woeful. And so it isn't just a step up in class. It's, you know, like you're playing a completely different species this week.
No, you're right. No, you're right. And I do think, like, and it kind of goes to your column. I mean, I think some of it is out of their control, I will give them. Like, you know, you cannot hold the SEC teams down and force them to play you. But, I mean, these series with Troy and Georgia State, and starting next year, you got four straight years of Arkansas State home and home. Like, man, that is a mess. That is just so bad. I can't even comprehend. Like, and that was the Arkansas State series was done under Laird Veach in 2020. I don't know what the hell he was thinking to give Arkansas State two home games with Memphis. I mean, because they were coming off a Cotton Bowl, coming off a great year. That just seemed extremely short-sighted. And then you sort of throw in the fact that, yeah, like, I mean, are these games against Arkansas going to get played? Are these games against Mississippi State going to get played? It kind of sets up. You know, I don't want to be depressing, but like it does. It just kind of sets up as one of the last great cracks you ever get at a team like this, unless you make the playoff.
Yeah, the good news is, and you were talking about this yesterday when we were talking about the meaning of this game, is that it is true that, like, you're not gonna pack them in for South Florida the way you once did for Ole Miss, right? A, because you're not gonna get any South Florida fans here, and you got lots of Ole Miss fans here. I'll say this, though, like the Memphis schedule, now there are games in conference that have meaning, right? I mean, and we've seen, and there are a bunch of home games on the schedule this year that have meaning. And so I'm not saying this is going to be like the days when Alabama, you know, you played Alabama. I mean, literally for 25 years, basically for the last three decades of the previous century, they played four SEC games a year, four, an average of much closer to four than three, and you're not gonna, you know, you're just not gonna get that again, and that is not their fault at all, but it is good that at least it feels like some of the, doesn't it feel like to you a little bit like when Tulane comes in here, that's gonna mean something, right? It's gonna be a big game. It's Tulane. And it's not going to have the same resonance that Arkansas or Ole Miss or whatever coming in here, certainly Tennessee coming in here would have. But it will be what it's supposed to be in that sense. I mean, I do think there is the conference has begun to define itself enough that there are certain games that at the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium that you will circle in advance.
Yes.
And this year's there's a couple.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of the weird dichotomy of all of this, is because I would make the argument that the American is actually a good football league because, you know, you're not playing them this year, but North Texas is undefeated. South Florida, we know what they've done. Tulane is undefeated. You know, Army has been a proud program. Navy has been a proud, like, you know, and plus it's football, right? I mean, there just is a different level of, you know, appetite for going to a football game, there is a basketball game. It's just a more popular sport. I think the game day atmosphere is a little bit better across the board. Maybe not for me. Like, I might prefer going to a Memphis basketball game, but I prefer, you know, the you know, hoi polloi, the entire populace. You know, they would rather go to a football game. But that kind of complicates the whole discussion, because, like, I'm gonna go on my jihad against the American Conference basketball product. But it's like, from Memphis' standpoint, it's like, yeah, you know, football's pretty good. We're going to just kind of wait it out while Memphis basketball has to toil. You know, that's the unintended consequence of this football league being good, you know, unfortunately.
I don't think they're trying to wait out. I mean, I don't think.
Well, no, you're right. They try. But I'm just saying.
Ed Scott is doing what he can do.
Right. Like, fair enough.
If you look back at the pack and what a disaster those teams have become, right? The teams that got left behind.
Yes.
I think it was the right decision that summer. They took the swing that they took. to try to get in the Big 12. And, like, I don't know what else they're supposed to do. I think they're doing whatever they can do. The reality is the reality. I mean, and I had my column. If you looked at the budgets of these teams in 2000, Memphis versus Ole Miss, Ole Miss had a bigger athletic budget, but it wasn't, you know, by a factor that like it is now. And, you know, now we have the conference money coming in the way that it comes in. And so Memphis will keep trying. But in the meantime, listen, I have always been someone who believes that I think Saturdays at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium is fun. You know, I always get a kick out of, particularly since they've fixed up, you know, Tiger Lane. I walk up and down Tiger Lane. I just see people having a good time. You hope that they sell the 4,000 tickets that were remaining as of yesterday. I imagine they will, but if people haven't gotten their tickets, they should. Because it should be a fun scene. And if they happen to get this win, listen, it's not a tear down the goalposts win. It's not going to be that. But it'll be fun, and it will reveal something about this. I think you'll be able to start to believe in this team in a way that right now I still think there's a certain wait and see. Okay, they've done what they were supposed to do. You wrote this, last weekend. They've done what they're supposed to do, but what are they? We don't know yet, and we'll learn more Saturday.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Talking to Jeff Calkins, usually joins us on Mondays, but we're moving some things around. All right, it's your birthday.
Correct.
You're just not a big birthday guy. You're just not a big.
Who is, really?
I think there are people out there that love when it's their birthday. I think they love it. I've seen people.
Okay, let's not be sexist.
I'm not being sexist. I've had people.
No, I'm about to be. Is it mostly women?
I think, yes. I do think more women than men. Like I've been.
And then let's be honest, it's also people, it's mostly women, and it's mostly women under 30. Because after the women who are the people who are celebrating mm-hmm. their birthday are women. And then once they get under 30, they don't feel like there's anything to celebrate anymore.
Well, one of the things that I remember would be like when I was at White Station is if it was, and it would always be a girl. Okay. I'm just going,
it's just true.
It would always be a girl, but she would have like a pen. She would have like not like a writing pen, but like a pen that you would like, you know, put on your shirt or something. It would be like, you know, it's my birthday, you know? And she would have like a bunch of $1 bills on it.
Oh my.
And like the expectation would be like, you give a dollar and she puts it on. Right.
I should have done that at the station today. Should have done that. No, I like this. What I really
that might be a Memphis thing. I don't know.
What I really like is seeing if I can get through the day without anybody noticing. And in particular, if I can get through the day and Fishman doesn't know it's my birthday and forget, that is a triumph. Because A, you just totally flew under the radar. And B, it then entitles you to miss their birthday too, right? Like, I'll probably forget that it's their birthday.
For sure.
And so the best way to get through a birthday is to be totally under the radar. But Jeffrey screwed that up for me today because he played Happy Birthday to me on the radio show at the very end of the show. It was
which you hated. You hated.
It was a form of treachery. It was fine. It was fine.
And how old are you? I don't want to ask a woman her age, but 64.
I'm 64. How old would you have thought I am?
I thought you would have been 65. Not that you look 65, but just that I know when you were born. I know your life story.
I am 64 years old, and I do like the Facebook birthdays. Right. I'm kind of a sucker for those. Like, because it's just, you know, Andy Megas from high school will wish me happy birthday. And it probably took him less than a second to hit happy birthday on Facebook. But then I think about Andy Megas and I think about my relationship, you know, whatever else. And that's true of, one of my elementary school teachers wished me happy birthday on Facebook. And so that's fun because she's still alive. Right?
That's exactly.
I'm 64. It turns out I wrote her. I said, what a nice thing to be wished happy birthday by my elementary school teacher on my 64th birthday. And she said, well, I'm 81 and I haven't forgotten you and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So that
your
means.
Your elementary school teacher was 17 when she was teaching you.
I'm seven. She's 17 years older than me, but I wasn't zero. And it was.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
It was. fifth or sixth grade. It was
okay, gotcha. Okay. You're not zero.
I was 12. I was 12, and she's 17 years older, so she was 29, right?
I wasn't zero. That was good. That was a very
polite. I wasn't zero.
That was a very polite way. You know, you could
calling you a dumbass. Calling you a dumbass.
Yeah. That's like a really good, you know, like little
burn,
test score
like
question.
A burn, a little dry. No, yeah, right.
It's like Jeff Coggins is 64. His elementary teacher is 81. I don't know how you would.
Yeah, John is a senior in high school, and it's the youngest possible age for a teacher to be his teacher if they did four years of college. How old?
She wasn't zero. Yeah. Mrs. Gavin was my sixth grade teacher.
I was gonna make a joke that she didn't remember wishing you happy birthday, but that would have been wrong.
That's not.
Now I'm trying to improve. I'm trying to be better as a person. So are you gonna celebrate? Are you gonna like do a dinner? Or are you just gonna go home?
My brother's in town. He's speaking. I'm at the Sheraton Hotel right now because I'm about to go. He is a law professor, and he's talking to some state attorneys general about the year in antitrust. He's the lunchtime presentation, and he's involving me to talk about the house settlement a little bit. And then at some point today, we'll go to dinner. So I'm number 8 of the 9. He is number 2. I think he's 76. So, John, how old would he be? How much older than me is he? Let's do another math question, John.
If you're 64 and he's 76, he's 12 years older than you.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll have I'll see my brother Steve. They were out at the brass door last night. And I don't know where to take him tonight to dinner, but we'll figure somewhere out. And we'll try to keep him safe in this war-torn city of ours.
Absolutely love it, man. Have a great time. Happy birthday, and appreciate you coming on.
See ya.
Later. Here's Jeff Calkins.
Beautiful.
I'm not old, but I'm as old as I've ever been. And
I've heard that.
I think I think especially this happens when you have children, right? I just think your entire perspective on life and time and age and all of that, like, just inevitably it just changes a lot. And I don't want to say it's not a radicalizing. It's more of just like an appreciation that you do, you can't really fathom until you know, because kids are just like warp speed. You know what I mean? And then you hear it all the time, but it's true. It's like, I have no way of seeing myself every single day. I can't leave my body and see, oh man, you look like death compared to 5 years ago. Like, you've really aged, you know. I have my kids for that though. And I remember, you know, my daughter is almost 5 years old. And to the people who are listening, they're probably like, damn, that, where did the time? Exactly. Cause that's like, you don't really have a way to, you know, keep time. You don't sit around with the sands, you know, you just kind of go through your day. But kids, they just sprout up, and then they change schools and they change grades, and they start talking and they start doing all these different things, these activities. And so it makes me, I have a very different relationship, you know, with birthdays and time and years than I did before I had kids. And I was actually, there's a point to what I'm saying here. But it's made me more grateful.
Yeah.
It's made me, the end result is that it's made me more grateful for time, because you go through this world long enough and there are going to be people that you know, that you love, that don't get the same amount as you.
Yeah, I think that's gratitude.
And it's a tragedy, and it's random, and it's, you know, I mean, I think that's like we're all kind of playing the lottery in roulette every single day. And sometimes things happen to us that are out of our control, that we have nothing to do with, and it's truly a tragedy. But I was playing basketball earlier this week at Lifetime, and there's this guy that was there, and he just really was studying me. He was really, really eyeing me down. And I'm like, you know, does he know me from the radio? Does, like, he want to kill me? Like, what's going on here? And eventually he comes up to me, he says, I remember you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on radio, you know, I'm sure that's what you know my voice or something like that. He's like, no. I used to live four doors down from you when you lived with your mom, and it was you and your brother, and we'd play 2-on-2 outside your house. Now, I don't remember this, right? I don't know who the kid was. I don't, you know, but he remembered me, and it just got me thinking. That had to be, I'm 34 now. That had to be 20 years ago, right?
I mean,
that's, and 20 years have passed, And my mom is still in the same house, mm-hmm. and she's doing well. And my brother has done his own thing, and he is healthy, and he is married, and he is having a great life, and he's successful. And obviously, I've done what I've done. So I just, it just all kind of, you know, it just hits you in very random ways. Like 20 years have passed since that kid remembers playing 2-on-2 with me, right?
Yeah.
And my mom is good, and my brother is good, and I'm good.
Yeah.
And it made me weirdly, I don't know if that's going to make sense to anybody, but it just made me very grateful that, because a lot of things can happen. A lot of things can go south in 20 years, you
sure.
know? And I'm very fortunate in my life. That in that 20-year span, and that 20-year difference from the last time this dude saw me to today, my family's straight.
And it's gone well for everything, yeah.
You know, and it made me grateful. And
that's awesome.
And everybody doesn't have that, and you know, it made me appreciative. So anyway, it just makes me, you know, time is just a hell of a thing. It really is.
And yeah, I mean, the kids definitely put your life in fast forward. There's no doubt about it. The next level that will happen to you, John, is when your kids get even bigger brains than they already have, they will start pointing out your flaws even
yeah.
more prevalently. Yeah. And that is that's a fun revelation too.
Yeah, you know, my daughter Riley is really something. You know, like I said, I don't post certainly about her anymore.
Wise.
Because again, the internet is a crazy place, but mm-hmm. she is really funny. And I wish I could share her with the world, but I refuse to do it now that, you know, she's
That's
old
wise.
Enough. But she is really, really, really funny and a handful. But
I wonder where she gets it from.
Yeah,
right?
She definitely has that gene, man. There's no doubt about that. So anyway, all right, we'll come back. Maybe I'll start my coach career here. We'll launch that today on the show. We'll figure it out. And more. Stick around. Jason and John, Adichana Femi, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.